Okay, it is review. Not to review a game, but review Liverpool season so far. Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers for the Anfield Wrap. And this might be a bit numbers heavy, a bit more trends based, if you like. But Neil, I think it's important to look at the numbers, because when you look at the numbers so far from Liverpool, they are incredibly impressive. Okay, there's a small sample size in comparison. So we're going to have a look at Liverpool in comparison to three games in last year, in comparison also to City and Arsenal, who we think are their rivals, and maybe if we get a chance, do a couple of player comparisons from this time last year. Just jog the memory for people. Last year's three first fixtures were Chelsea 1-1, and then there's the Newcastle away in there also, and the Bournemouth at home. So, yeah, 7 points from those two, but you know, they played the majority of a game and a half really with 10 men. It's obviously a lot of new players coming in and a new structure. So this is the point in which we are here a year ago is just before Villa at home, is probably the best way to frame it. But when we look at Liverpool, Neil, from last year to this, I mean, first and foremost, some of the numbers this season, the management team are going to be really impressed by. 99 percentile for XG, 99 percentile XG per shot, 100 percentile clear shots. You know, there's a lot of good data there compared to last year, whereby Liverpool were maybe not as creative. 72 percentile XG, 28 percentile XG per shot, clear shots, 37 percentile. 5.33 clear shots a game compared to two is pretty impressive. If we start with the attacking numbers, obviously we need the context of last season to come into this, but the team for Slot, you know, the sort of analyst side of Slot and his staff, they can't not be happy with what Liverpool put out so far.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it's working out what metrics they're looking for and they're focusing on.